Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Harriet Jeffries, otherwise known as the Gym Bird, and this is my work wife, Richie Swan.
Hey.
This is our new bullshit podcast about all things fitness and dieting.
So you're probably thinking, why should I be listening to these two? Well, not only are we two of Liverpool's leading personal trainers, between us we've been in the fitness industry for over 15 years.
You've tried every diet, every slimming pill, and spent a small fortune losing and gaining that same half a stone. Well, this is our no messing, no fucking up this time guide to getting back on track and staying on track. Hey guys, so we're coming to you from my kitchen in the gorgeous Costa del Garston in a fucking freezing Liverpool. We're coming to the end of our first week, so you're back on track, you're back on the wagon, the gym's a chocker, your belly's starving, and your skinny mates in the group chat have got you on the edge.
This week, we're going to be chatting about dieting.
What's dieting?
What's dieting? Fuck me, I'm starving. Fuck me, I'm tired. Who the fuck are you looking at? Come over here, I want to eat you. That's what dieting is.
This week, we're going to be telling you how to work out how many calories you should be eating to lose fat.
How you going to be feeling whilst you're getting started?
Our dieting hacks so you can lose fat without losing your mind.
And why an avocado can fuck you over. If you think of diet, it does make you think this is going to be hard work. I've got to sacrifice things. I'm going to be hungry. And it doesn't have to be like that. You can actually enjoy food and still be able to lose weight at the same time.
I think what people think is dieting and what it actually is quite easily confused because people go too much too quick.
Yeah, and I think it's also the whole word diet. It just messes with people's heads. It sounds like hard work, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I can't bear people that say this is a lifestyle change. Fuck off.
You hate me. That's what I say. It is a lifestyle change. There's a couple of things that are going to affect or help you burn more calories, which is going to help you then lose weight rather than diet. And that's to reduce how many calories you eat, so fucking eat less.
Yeah, put less in your gob, babe. I think sometimes when you do diet, you think, well, I've just seen fucking Tracy on Instagram, who weighs 2.5 stone, have an avocado on toast, so I'm going to have an avocado on toast, when in reality, you don't realise how many calories you're having in a meal. So not necessarily measuring everything that you eat, but being realistic with your portion size, and do you actually need that much butter on your bread? I'm terrible for that.
For butter on your bread? See, I don't really have butter on my bread, but...
Don't you?
No.
Dirty bastard.
If I have beans on toast, I'll just have a dry.
Okay, so we touched on last week sorting out and getting to know what calories you should be on a day. For those that haven't heard, it's iifym.com is a really good website. There's loads on the internet, but that's the one that I used. And you can use that to basically work out using how much exercise you do a week, how many hours you're standing up for, how many hours you're sleeping a night. And be realistic. Don't say, oh no, I'm definitely exercising for fucking 5 hours this week. In reality, you've booked on to 5 classes, but you've gone to 2.
Yeah.
So be realistic when you do it, but IIFYM.
Does that work out their calories for them to break down? Then, for £1 a week loss, £2 a week loss?
Yeah, and I would say be realistic. So if you go for a £2 a week loss, that's, as much as it doesn't seem it, that is a lot to lose in a week every week. So go for a £1.
But also, you want to make sure they're not eating less than 1,200 calories. If you're going under that, then you're not feeding your body with everything that it needs. So there is a lot, so we need to break this down so it's simple for you. So if you want to lose £1 a week, that's 3,500 calories you need to eat less than what your body burns off.
That's 4 bottles of Cherry Lamborghini.
Is that Cherry? Is it really? Well, if we break that over a week, it's 500 a day. So
500 bottles of Lamborghini a day?
No, 500 calorie deficit under what you burn a day to lose £1.
Say to maintain, I'm 5'9" and weigh about, I don't know, 63 kilos. To maintain my size, I need about 1,800 calories a day, 1,900 calories a day. When I'm on a deficit and when I'm on a cut, I'm on 1,400 calories a day. And I would never, ever go below that because that's when you start to feel a bit scatty, and that's when you're going to start falling off the wagon a little bit easier.
Yeah, and you're just not feeding your body with what you need. So you'll end up, your body will end up eating muscle. The less muscle you have, the less calories you burn.
There's something that's quite handy at the moment. We're quite spoilt at the moment because now we've got Fitbits and Apple Watches and stuff like that. And you can actually put how many calories you've burnt into a glass into your MyFitnessPal to help track, can't you? But what
you can, but I don't think that that... No. To be honest, there's some people who come out and go, oh my God, I burned 1,200 calories, and go, have you fuck? There's something up with your watch.
Okay, so to recap that little bit, you're going to go on IIFYM.com or any other website and work out your calories. You're going to set it so you're losing £1 a week. Put your calories into MyFitnessPal so that when you're tracking your food, you're hitting those daily calorie targets. And don't overestimate how much you're doing.
Okay, so let's have a little look then at the diet and journey. Day 1 to 3.
Starving.
Starving.
Fuming.
How do we combat that? We increase our protein. The reason why we increase our protein, it keeps you fuller for longer. The body takes longer to break it down.
The first few days of the diet are going to be a bit hard. Your body starts to go in a bit of a shock. If you go from eating absolute shit on to eating sweet fuck all, you're going to be hungry, aren't you? Your body, when you start dieting, releases a hormone called ghrelin. When your body releases this hormone, basically your belly starts growling. When you get the ghrelin, you do the growl. Growler.
From about 4 days in, what happens next, you're probably going to see a change in the scales. So it's when the pounds pour off. This isn't because you're healthy eating. What it is it's just a lot of water retention that we've had. We've just weeded away, basically.
Sometimes when people start a diet, they come in the first week, they lose like 5, 6, 7 pounds. And don't be confused to thinking that's all fat. It's not. It might be like 2, maybe even 3 pounds worth of fat, but a lot of that will be water retention. So the second week, when you don't have that massive loss, don't be disappointed. Keep going on what you're doing because you'll still be shrinking.
So next, it's the weekend. Shit, everyone's out. Everyone's eating. Everyone's having a ball. This is your first test. People go, oh, I'm going to have a cheat night. One cheat night can be the difference from you putting on weight and losing weight. Mm. So try and just stay away from bad influences. Do something a bit healthier or just choose healthier.
What I say is prevention is better than cure. So if you know that you're going to go out for a meal on that Saturday night, or you're going out for a drink, or you know you're going to your aunt on Sunday and she's going to do you a roast and give you every biscuit in the world, get off your ass in the morning and go and train hard. Go to a class, go and get some extra calories burnt in the morning to allow for something. But then when you get there, don't spend an entire week working your absolute ass off to fuck it up for yourself. Just keep bearing in mind what your goal is and how much you want it. Like, do you really, really want it? Because if you do, if you want something enough, you'll work for it.
Well, it's like one pizza can be 1,600 calories, couldn't it? Mm. And then they have a couple of glasses of wine. They've been at a 500 calorie deficit all week, and then next minute, bang, you've gone, you're not losing any weight just because it's Saturday night. And then Sunday, you've got a hangover. Oh God, it's the weekend. I'll have a little bit more. But do you know what? If you add the weekend up 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's 6 months a year. That you're gonna be in a cycle for that you need to break.
A good way of watching, especially if you're going out on a night out, watching little calories. So instead of having a glass of wine, have a vodka soda or have a gin and slim. One massive thing, this is my big tip, there is a massive difference between a gin and tonic and a gin and slimline tonic.
A massive
There's
difference.
Loads of calories difference. Having a can of tonic is nearly as bad as having a can of Coke. So if they don't have slimline, get soda.
So if you have a gin, just a shot of gin with a zero calorie tonic, that's 49 calories. Glass of Prosecco, 80, 90 calories.
Yeah, it's not too much.
You then have a gin and lemonade, you're now looking at over 150 calories.
Yeah. All spirits have got 0 grams of sugar, like the main ones, so gin, whiskey. As long as you're not getting flavoured stuff, stick to the basic ones. Stick to soda, stick to slimline, get fresh lime instead of cordials. As long as you stick to that, you can definitely still have some drinks and be within your calories. You do an extra class in the morning and you just watch what you have through the day, but then make sure you're also eating before you're going on a night out, you know what I mean? You don't want to be rotten and make a show of yourself.
Now we know about calories and how important they are and the importance of choosing wisely I'm going to give Harriet a little test now on what she thinks is healthy or not. So let's say you add a Tesco chicken and bacon pasta salad or a Big Mac. What would you think has got the most calories in?
The Big Mac. Fuck off.
Swear down. 975 calories. So you think you're being
in a chicken and bacon pasta?
Pasta salads in Tesco, where the Big Mac only has 508.
Get a Mackey's on the way home quick.
We also have, say, half a medium avocado on brown toast or 30 grams of Nutella chocolate on white toast.
I'd go avocado on that. It's full of calories, isn't it?
That is the more calories in that, you're right. So there's 252 calories in the Nutella on white toast and there's 265 on the avocado. Okay, so then naked Guntner's drinks.
Like smoothies?
Like a smoothie, yeah, or a packet of Skittles.
Packet of Skittles.
No, that's less. So this is what I mean. People think they're being healthy, so they're going, wow, I'll have a detox smoothie and I'm going to feel great for it. I'm not really class it as calories. We're really, they're having more.
It's full of sugar as
yeah,
well, isn't
completely.
It?
Yeah, completely. So unless you know the difference between calories in a Big Mac and an avocado, then you're basically setting yourself up to fail.
That's not saying that you've got to sit there and revise all the calories in every food that you're going to eat. By the way, just use my fitness pal. Okay, so now we're going to do a few little diet hacks. So our little secret bits of knowledge that we recommend for our clients. So loads of people, especially on Instagram, it says, don't drink your calories, don't drink your calories. Well, sometimes, if you want that latte, just swap it. Get a coconut.
And it's all well and good.
Coconut latte. Little bit of coffee. Oh, doesn't half suppress your hunger.
And there's only what? I think a medium Costa coconut latte is 110 calories, isn't it? Like, it's not bad. It actually fills me up. I find them quite filling. They're lovely.
I know there's loads and loads of stuff about diet drinks and all that type of thing, but purely based on dieting for fat loss, I do have the odd zero-calorie drink, Diet Coke.
Yeah, you like Diet Coke, don't
love a Diet
See,
Coke.
I don't like fizzy drinks, but it
does
that's
help.
What, yeah, and do you know what? If that's what you like...
Takes the sugar cravings
and you don't want to
sometimes.
Give them up just now, then you've got to go for the best option, go for the Diet Coke, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
What about if you've got a sweet tooth? What would you go to for
so,
that?
So, there's a bar thing, like in the cereal aisle, called Fibre One Bars. They're like 80 or 90 calories. Don't get me wrong, they're 80 or 90 calories because it's about 2 mouthfuls, but it does hit the spot. So, you can get these little Fibre One chocolate brownies and then a tub of that Halo Top dead low calorie ice cream. So I get the vanilla one because it's the lowest calories. It's like 180. So I have half a tub of ice cream, which sounds like a lot, but it is amazing, with one of these fudge brownies. And then on, there's loads of different websites that do zero calorie sauces, but My Protein do them quite cheap. And I get like a chocolate sauce, which is zero calories. Yeah. And I've changed a dessert of chocolate brownie with ice cream and chocolate sauce, which is usually about 500 calories, to less than 250 calories.
Which is great, isn't it? Well, it's definitely the best choice.
Yeah.
It's just, and that's what it is. It's just being educated on stuff like this, isn't it?
Don't be fooled by branding. Just because something's got a lovely, dead, trendy fucking Scandinavian branding doesn't mean that it's calorie free or doesn't mean that it's healthy or good for you. Don't be fooled. Look at the basics of it. Look on the back or ask someone or look online. What companies are doing now is because it's trendy to eat healthy, they are rebranding in a way that's supposed to catch your eye. And just because something's expensive doesn't mean it's better for you.
No. And also, like, we're giving you tips on how to have your treats at a lower calories. Again, it is important for you to be getting vitamin-rich foods, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, try and get your greens in there as well. We want to be providing all our organs and our bodies to be able to function properly. But we're just trying to make it a lot easier for you to get through what you think potentially is going to be a difficult diet, as now it's easy for you to enjoy your food and be able to go ahead with your week.
And a packet of Watsits is only 99 calories.
Well, you're not good. Yeah, that's it. Don't start beating yourself up for having a packet of Watsits. It's in your calories. Enjoy it.
Yeah, as long as it fits in there, it's fine. But try and get all your goodness in. Bear in mind that your body's a machine, so you need to fuel it with the things that it actually needs. But then if you're odd, you're on and you are having a nervous breakdown, feel free to have a little bit.
Okay, so let's just recap what we've just gone through. So in order to succeed, we're going to have to be at a calorie deficit. So being aware what our body needs to lose the pounds. We're going to be feeling hungry at the beginning. That's going to pass. We just need the growler to go pie, isn't it? Go pie. Go bye.
Go bye.
Go bye. The diet and journey.
About 4 days in, you're going to start to lose your water weight. The scales will start to drop. Don't be confused after the first week if you have a massive loss. Some of that is going to be made up of water weight. So your second, third week, when the loss starts to be a little bit smaller, don't be disheartened.
And then we've got the weekends. It's our first test. Don't fuck it up. Going out for a pizza and 4 bottles of wine. And then end up looking at the scales a week later going, why haven't I lost weight? I only had one cheat day because you've done enough for a whole week.
Yeah, be realistic about how much you have. And so feel free to have a cheat meal, but make it one meal, make it one plate.
And just being aware of what calories are in food. Have a look at the back of labels when you're shopping. Don't be fooled by a healthy brand or healthy looking brand. And other than that, good luck and can't wait to see you skinnier. Okay, so at the end of every podcast, we're going to be answering your questions. Sarah's tweeted us, you can get in touch at Girl Gay Gym. So should I be exercising whilst I'm pregnant?
Yes.
Of course you should.
I think if you're a bit unsure or it's not something you've done before, go to your doctors and get a little check over and stuff before. And especially if you're new to it and you aren't already under the watch of a trainer that is qualified to that level, but some trainers aren't. What I'd say is go and get a little once over and maybe start going to prenatal classes. There's loads
online as well, isn't there?
Yeah, if you're not sure where to look. So my advice would be things like Facebook are really good. So you can search on Facebook, search online. If you're in Liverpool, there's loads of stuff through the Women's Hospital. So if you go on Liverpool Women's Hospital website, through the Bambies, and there's another website called Mama Fit.
I know a lot of girls panic, don't they? And it's like, they think it's an excuse to jump. Well, not even an excuse. They have to sit there with their feet up and not do anything, scared to move. But it's so important to be strong and ready to give birth. And you can carry on exercising as normal right up until the end.
Loads of girls have different things, different complications and stuff like that, and things happen. If you've got a totally healthy pregnancy, healthy baby, you're feeling fine, go for it. But if you are feeling exhausted and you do feel like you need that rest, do listen to your body. It's not a time where we just stand there in front of you and scream at you and say, get a grip, you've got to do it, because you probably cry, you're very, very hormonal, my darling.
Yeah, and also there's no such thing as feeding for two, is there? Your body just needs maintenance calories.
Maintenance calories, and at the end you can boost them a little bit, but you don't need to be eating for two.
It's like a couple of hundred calories more, isn't it, at the end?
Okay, so Moira's tweeted us at Girl Gay Gym. Love your first podcast, hilarious. Thanks, babe. My 2019 goal is to get rid of cellulite. I'm not overweight and work out with a PT 3 times a week and do hot yoga. But what do I need to do more of to get rid of cellulite on the tops of my legs and ass? It's gross. I hate it.
Do you know what? We get this all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, all the time.
And basically what cellulite is trapped toxins in the fat cells. So what would you do, Hat?
One of the first things that they say to do is cut out processed food, so cut out your chippies, your takeaways, your crisps, your chocolates, all your fat fuck food, babe.
Yeah, and it sounds like you exercise a lot, but if you don't and you suffer with cellulite, being more active, running, doing stuff that's going to get that fat moving is going to reduce the chances of having that, isn't it?
So yeah, definitely. The more you clean up your nutrition, the more you start to move, the better it'll be. Another thing you can do is you can get a body brush. The more you start to move that fluid around in your body, the better.
Yeah.
There's loads of good ones, but what I'd say is quite a hard bristle brush would be a bit better. They've got loads of Boss ones on Amazon, and the Liz Ale one is amazing.
Yeah. Also, Moira, I don't know if you use chemicals on your skin, but removing that and using something like organic coconut oil or vitamin C serum, stuff like that.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.